Good morning, everybody. There will come a day when we all come together and learn that what Jesus said was true, and what you've been offered is true. True life, life everlasting. And what a beautiful thing that is. Welcome to It's a Religion. This is Ehud, son of Dennis, coming to you live with not quite sure how to say this, but before Mr. Limbaugh passed from this earth, I was able to secure the half of his brain that was tied behind his back. So we can reference that once in a while and get some answers on things we need answers for. If the Bible hasn't provided us a clear answer, or if we need to, no, I'm just kidding. Realistically, we take things from a faith perspective and not from a real world perspective. I think Mr. Limbaugh used to say he was a realist, which I am as well, but I do it from the standpoint of faith and trust in Christ and what he's given us, what he's taught us, what he has instructed us through the Bible, through his word, through the Holy Spirit at times. And so we are coming to you live from the Middle West of the divided states of America into the Republic for which they stand, two nations under God, quite divided, with liberty and justice for some, for those that are connected, for those of the liberal causations in this society today that are lifted up and made to made into a religion, into a idol. There's plenty of idol worship going on in this country. The country formerly known as the United States of America, which I refuse to call it that because we are so divided. There is a division everywhere you look. And most of it's caused by a defunct and corrupt media that doesn't want to tell people the truth, that wants to be a propaganda stream for one party, for one party rule, for one party's take on reality. And so there you have it. I mean, that's going to divide people, right? When you don't present both sides of an issue. And I saw a post from a friend of mine this morning on LinkedIn, and he was showing the idea of propaganda. Propaganda is something where it's one-sided. It's something that you don't ever hear both sides of the story. The opposite side of someone who's offering propaganda or information, if you will, is a biased, misleading, and used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Never tells both sides of the story, never gives you options, demonizes the other view or views, and desocializes its opponents. Sound familiar? You know, it's amazing to me that the world does not see that that's what's going on. Although, you know, when Biden comes out and says, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and I just laugh. I'm like, well, I'm unvaccinated, and I had COVID, but I'm over it, and supposedly I have some pretty good natural immunity to it, Joe. What about that? What about that scenario? And what about the two people who I know personally that had the vaccine and got COVID and had it pretty bad? Matter of fact, just about as bad as I had it. And what about the fact I took ivermectin, Joe, and an antibiotic and a steroid and some other stuff, vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin A, or vitamin D, vitamin B, whatever it was. And yeah, it was not fun, Joe, just like the flu is not fun, Joe, but managed to get through it just fine. And I'm 54, not super overweight, don't have any other mitigating circumstances, so that's very helpful. You know, my wife had it as well for a few days. My kids both had it, both my boys. And one of them laid around for a couple of days, not doing a whole lot. The other one got a bit of a rash, but guess what? They're fine now, Joe. And they didn't have to take a shot, Joe. And they have natural immunity, Joe. So it just really is amazing the level of propaganda that's going on with this thing, the level of ineptitude at the government. Is throwing in the ring on this, and it's really a sad thing at where our country's at. But fortunately for some of us, we have a kingdom that we're a part of that really, it doesn't matter where you live on this planet, where, what country you're under, what type of government, what type of tyrannical rule that people are imposing on you, aka Australia. You know, it really is something else. You got a disease that's 99% recovering from, and they're able to do this. I cannot imagine if there was a really, really bad disease going around. And it's, you know, we see pure evil right before us, folks. That's really all you can say. And Satan's getting his way. Whenever you have tyrannical control, I believe he's likely behind it. And, you know, the sinfulness of man is coming forth and showing itself from the election last year in this country on. It's been one thing after another. You know, if you question the election now, you're somehow unpatriotic. If you question doctors, question medical practice, medical decisions by the government, the U.S. government's now making medical decisions for our medical institutions and not the patient and their doctor. It's surreal what's going on out there. And frankly, I don't really trust any of them at this point, outside of our chiropractor. But it's a religion we typically try, after I have a little bit of a diatribe, we try and start with scripture. And we were in Mark chapter 4 this morning in our daily reading. And we'll just, we'll run through this here. And it began, and he began again by teaching, to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered to him a great multitude. So he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, went out a sower to sow. So he talks about the parable of the sower here. And so you've got some seed that the sower sows. It fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground, and it had no root and withered away, and some fell on among thorns, and thorns choked it out, and some fell on good ground, and it yielded fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, he that has an ear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they were asked him about the 12 and asked him about the parable. And he said unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. So again, he took these 12 disciples and had an apprenticeship program. And I'm going to keep pounding that doctrine because it's the doctrine of Christ. Christ did apprenticeship with his ministers, did apprenticeship with the people that he sent out. And I don't understand to this day why the church has put its faith in Greek mythology institutions of higher learning, that you have to get a degree to be a pastor. That's the most excuse me, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's led the church astray in a lot of ways. You know, all these guys running around with doctor in front of their name. Really? You need a doctorate to be trusted to preach the gospel? You know, again, I'm not against knowledge. I'm not against learning. Don't get me wrong, but that's not the model that we see in the Bible. The model is apprenticeships. So take that for what it's worth. So anyway, he says, they that see may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know all of you not this parable? And he basically, I think here is just saying, look, You know, it's your job to go preach the word. And in this case, the Son of Man preaches the word. And then, because he says the sower sows the word. What is, you know, it, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And typically you're not going to have faith without knowing about God, without hearing about him. Now, Paul later says also that there is, you know, in creation itself, it shows the hand of God. Because nobody could have made all this. This could not have made itself. I mean, the fact that evolutionists think that is really, it boggles the mind. That there's no design, no purpose to all this stuff. You know, it just happened by random acts of stuff over millions of years. Really? Who's the one having faith? Who's the one that's screwy in that equation? So, and these are by the wayside where the sun was sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown in stony ground, so they've heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves to endure it for a time. After, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And we see this a lot in the church. People get offended very easily about things today. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And we see this as well, right? People are more concerned about the world, worldly possessions, worldly things. There's many churches out there that talk about success, your life now, success in this life. And they've been very successful in that. Because people want to hear that. People want to hear how they can succeed in this life. When the Bible does not, the Bible says store up your treasure in heaven. Store up your treasure where moth and rust does not destroy. And lastly, Christ says, in these which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. Well, what is fruit? Fruit is many things. I think that takes many forms. Now, he's talking about 60, 100-fold. So it brings people with other souls, but it also sows good things in a lot of places when you're others-minded, others-focused, and not focused on your own self all the time. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set in a candlestick? So there's nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. And any man of ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what all of you hear. With what measure all of you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear, more shall be given. So if we truly hear him and do his work, he's going to give us more responsibility and more to do. So we need to be aware of that as well. So, and him that, has, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him that shall be taken away that which he even has. So, folks that turn away from God, at some point they're going to lose it all, and it's going to be a sad day, but there's going to be no turning back. So when he said, so is the kingdom of God, a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise at night and day, and seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit herself, first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts it in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, unto which shall we liken the kingdom of God? With what comparison shall we compare it? And then he talks about grain of a mustard seed, and how when it's grown up, it becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. So, and he spoke to him in many such parables. And let's see, and then it, they sent away the multitude and took him even as he was in a ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and waves beat to the ship, and it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. Now, how anybody can sleep in the middle of a storm is beyond me. But and they awaked him and said to him, Master, care you not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are all of you so fearful? How is it that all of you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? So their response, instead of their faith being increased, seeing the Lord of the universe, the one who created everything, basically stopped the wind in its tracks. You know, think about that for a minute. Let's just dwell on that for just a minute. Probably one of the most amazing things you would ever see anybody do. And here we have an eyewitness account of it, that many witnesses saw this happen. At least 12 that we know of. You know, Jesus was able to overcome physics and the laws of nature. Who else do you want to put faith in? But the one true king, the one creator of everything that can do just that, that can heal in an instant, that can control the weather. He did right here, right? How many government politicians do you know that can control the weather? No, all they can do is complain about global warming so that they can take more of your money, which is really what it's all about nowadays in politics. It's not about doing what's best for people and serving others. It's about how much they can get for themselves typically, and how much of their money, your money, they can control so that they can have more power. Because more money equals more power, doesn't it? But in this case, they feared instead of having faith. And Jesus says, where is your faith? How is it that all of you have no faith? They've seen this guy perform miracles already, right? Healing people and on and on and on. And, you know, you should, I would think, almost expect that he could control the wind and the rain at this point. But they don't. They fear him because they don't understand. And when you look at our society today, the reason people don't get along from different cultures is because they fear the other person because they don't understand them. They don't understand how someone could think the way they do. You know, I'm sure I'm like that at times with the way people think. Now, again, there's still ultimately a right and wrong in every situation. And God has taught us typically, and I would think, you know, 99% of the time, what's right and what's wrong in any given situation. Probably 100% of the time, the 1% I don't recognize it, I'm like this. Either I'm reacting improperly or I don't understand something that, you know, God just hasn't lit up for me yet. But fear is the devil's faith. Fear is the way that our government institutions want us to walk at this point. Why do you think so many people have taken a shot in the arm? Because of fear. The government and the media and everybody is instilled fear that if you don't do this, you're going to die. If you don't do this, you're going to harm others. If you don't do this, you know, shame on you. And so people out of fear wear masks. You know, when we go out amongst the society today, you know, I refuse to wear a mask because I think it's one, it's not going to stop anything. It's not going to, obviously it hasn't stopped this virus from making its rounds. You know, all these people wearing masks, and you know, I don't know, maybe the people that wear masks think it's going to help somehow, or they're contributing to society because they've been propagandized into doing that. But when you see Tony Fauci himself saying that masks, you know, don't mean anything, I mean, he sat there and told everybody that, and then he came out later and said, oh well, you know, I was just trying to save the mask supply, because, you know, if everybody started wearing masks then we weren't ready for it, which is a joke. But that's what we're up against, folks. You have people walking in faith and people walking in fear, and as long as you walk in fear, others can control you. And I think you saw that with Judas Iscariot of the disciples. You know, even though he saw all these miracles, he saw everything. Even Thomas, you know, at the end of the day, when Jesus came back and rose again, and you still have a guy doubting things after seeing what they saw. It kind of boggles the mind. But fear is, again, it's easy for Satan to make us fearful about things, to make us anxious. Why did Christ say, don't be anxious for anything? Because people will do that naturally, right? We're naturally sinful, and naturally we will gravitate towards that side of the equation. So But be encouraged, right? You know, when we have faith, you have it all, folks. You have everything that's needed in Christ. Everything that you could ever want, desire, or what have you, that's true and good and right, is found in Christ. And that takes faith. Why? Because that's the way he set it up. I can give you no other answer. It's the way God wanted it to be. He's not going to come and stand in everybody's living room and go, hey, here I am, put your faith in me. For some reason, he gave us, you know, this, the Bible, to glean from. And he gives us an example right here of faith versus fear in his own disciples. Have you no faith? He says. So with that, let's see what's going on in the world today. You have two former top FDA officials slammed by the administration for ignoring scientists on booster shots. And there's, you know, the Biden administration has waived every process by which past administrations have had to follow. And I question the lawfulness of this, to be honest with you. Did Congress make laws that the administration has to follow certain protocols for health emergencies? Probably not. And so they're going to do whatever they feel like doing. But the FDA was set up to protect consumers, and it's not being used that way. You know, the Department of Justice was set up to dispense equal justice among the citizens of this country, and it's not being used for that now. And people, I think, people that are really paying attention, which a lot of folks are not, a lot of folks are just living their lives watching the evening news on ABC, NBC, CBN, CNN, where, you know, whatever, the mainstream news media, and getting their information off of Facebook, which eliminates half of the equation because it's a propaganda tool of the government at this point, as is Twitter and some of these larger social media outlets. Fortunately, in some of these other areas, you can find true truth and folks that desire truth, desire freedom. Right. And I think a lot of people that are going down this road of being fearful don't realize that where that's going to lead and what it's going to lead to. And I hope and pray to God that he will give us the grace in this country to not succumb to fear and to stand up for what's true and what's good and what's right, which is not everybody getting a vaccination. It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life, you know. If people are fearful, if people want to do that, then they're empowered to do that. But don't tell me that it's unpatriotic not to get a vaccine, a shot in the arm that's still under test, especially when I've already had the COVID and am immune to it and can't really pass it on to anybody. So, you know, that's another dirty little secret. Why is it all the people that have had COVID have to do this as well, Joe? I don't understand. Help me out. So that in and of itself to me is a sad thing. It shouldn't be that way. So Biden makes grim prediction about unvaccinated Americans as Christmas approaches. And he came out, I guess, the other day talking about how this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, it wasn't before we had the shots, and it certainly isn't now that we have the shots. I would say that it's very likely that the shots are causing more variants and causing more issues with the pandemic instead of just letting it run its course and treating people with therapeutics that are readily available and, you know, that have been demonized by the government for whatever reason. You know, the people in power want the money that comes along with the powers that be in the medical establishment, the big pharma establishment that makes so much money from all this stuff. and basically stealing your money, your tax dollars, to fund the pharmaceuticals, which are more than likely going to then turn around and fund the Democratic Party apparatus to try and get you to vote for them. Until such time as they have enough states sending ballots to every single person, including illegal aliens, where they can manufacture enough votes that there will never be another Republican elected unless they allow it. It really is amazing when you think about it on its face. I mean, I would never have thought we would have gotten to this place, even though I live close to Chicago and people have joked for a long time about how they cheat and manipulate elections. And it really is sad, you know, the more I think about it. But it's allowed to go on because people live in fear of retribution. They just want to get along and live their own lives. And up till now, you know, we've had a free enough society that it hasn't mattered. But with the yahoos that are running our federal government at this point, that were installed as of the 20th of November last year, it's insane what they're trying to do in a lot of these things. But most of it's based on fear, right? People who do not put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ are being manipulated, are being encouraged in fear to do things they wouldn't normally otherwise do. And historically, we've seen this in many different instances. The Bolshevik Revolution was taken, you know, the Russian people were taken over by a very minority group of people. The German people were taken over, the Nazis, by a minority group of people. And through fear and intimidation, they were able to win the day. And we see that exact same thing going on throughout the world today. Fear and intimidation in Australia, fear and intimidation throughout Europe, fear and intimidation in Canada, fear and intimidation in the United States of America. And I hope and pray that somehow we will get beyond this. And the people who truly love freedom, the people who can look at the facts and go, wait a minute, if I don't take the vaccine, I don't have to worry about any negative reactions to it, which there's many, many that have been published, which means there's probably many more that haven't been. So I don't have to worry about that. And, oh, I had the disease already and I was cured from it using therapeutics and other things. Okay. I'm pretty good shape, Joe. I don't really need the vax, right? So, and that's one of the biggest things that irritates me is they're not seeing anything about folks that have had it and have immunity. And it's just, it really is a propaganda machine right now. You know, they're trying to create as much fear as they can and get as many people to take these shots for whatever reason, you know, whether it's profit or otherwise. Here's an interesting one. Republican Senator Rand Paul, who I agree with an awful lot, blocks Israel's Iron Dome funding for the fourth time. Republican Senator Rand Paul on Thursday blocked another unanimous vote to grant Israel $1 billion in funding for its Iron Dome missile defense system. Paul has repeatedly argued that the Iron Dome funds must come out of the $6 billion in aid the government has set aside for Afghanistan. I'll vote for the extra $1 million, and that's what I will propose today, but it should be offset with spending cuts elsewhere. And see, I would say I wouldn't even vote for it. You know, we should not be giving money to other countries. We can't afford our own spending. And, you know, we're spending our grandchildren's grandchildren into oblivion. You know, people will argue with me about that, I'm sure. But it's a joke. We should have a balanced budget. The government should not be able to spend any more money than it takes in and is expected to take in, period. And the federal government should not be directly in our pockets. I think we need to change this tax code around. We need to have the states paying up to the federal government. And when that happens, then the states will be the ones controlling the equation. And the federal government will discontinue its efforts to take over everything, everywhere. And that's what's going on here. There's been a battle in this country from its foundation to house a large federal government that will control everything, which is what you have in England, But this country's different and it's unique, and each state has its own sovereignty within our system. Now, Lincoln pretty much put a kibosh on that during the Civil War. And I think he had the right intentions, you know, to keep our union together. But has it really done that? You know, I would argue that it's just continued, you know, the division has continued. It hasn't really fixed anything, right? Because people are always going to be divided about certain issues. You know, some people are going to want the government to take care of people. Other people want the government just to stay out of the way and to have people be responsible for taking care of people, families and institutions locally, which is, I believe, what our system of government was set up to do. So, you know, anyway, I'm getting kind of long today. Let's call it a show. You know, we're in the Christmas season, and we want to honor that by fading out with some Christmas music as we call it a day. So be blessed today. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, let us know, ehud@itsareligion.org, and we'll be happy to help you on your journey to knowing the one true King. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill